Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're in the Janine Basinger studio at South Dakota State University. And we're talking now about some new technology at SDSU. A simple breathalyzer test could monitor blood sugar. No more finger pricks, right?
Yes.
And so joining me now is Dr. Chow, and you are the professor in electrical engineering. Electrical engineering.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how did you come up with this idea for this sensor?
Oh, I think the idea came out 3 years ago when we received a grant from Sanford and South Dakota, both regions, innovation grants. And with that project, we start to think about how to develop new technologies, especially for the diabetes patients. Because right now, the diabetes patients, for them to monitor the glucose level in their blood, they need to prick the fingers. Sometimes they do that like 4 or 5 times a day. I think that's a lot of inconvenience and also pain for the patients. And then we come with ideas, since in the market there's breath analyzers for alcohol. Why not? We may be able to develop similar technologies there that can use, you know, graphene or these new materials there, new device structures can do the similar functions. And then the diabetic patients, you know, typically they have estrogen come out from their breath. And then with the estrogen there, we can develop these, you know, new devices that can monitor the estrogen. When you know the estrogen, there's a relationship between the estrogen and the diabetes glucose level. That's where the idea came out.
So this is very revolutionary. That all you have to do is it's like a breathalyzer.
Yes.
You just
yes.
blow.
Exactly.
Okay. And then all of us, and then you know your level. So you can do it within a minute of each other. You can. It's
yes,
reusable.
Yes.
So we have a grad student here.
Yes.
So I'll have you get a little closer to the mic.
Sure.
And you can tell me a little bit about how that goes, and your name is Tawabur Rahman?
Yes, my name is Tawabur Rahman. Actually, we developed a breath sensor that can detect the blood glucose level in the diabetic patient. So the technology is like basically it is a resistive sensor that is made on a flexible plastic substrate, and the sensing material that we used, it is a revolutionary material, graphene, that has come in 2004 in the market. So we use the properties of graphene because it's highly conducting and it has a very high surface area. It can absorb different, you know, gas molecules. And our target is to detect the acetone molecule, because acetone gas or acetone molecule, it's a important biomarker for translating the blood glucose level. So what we did, actually, we made a graphene sensing layer, like deposited a graphene sensing layer on the top of a flexible plastic substrate, and graphene itself is a flexible material. So when the acetone from our human breath, so it comes and absorbs into the graphene layer, so the resistivity or resistance of the graphene layer, it changes because due to the interaction of graphene and the acetone molecules. And you know, in our human breath, there have more than 3,000 volatile organic compounds like acetone, methane, carbon dioxide. So for particular or selective detection of acetone, we used another layer on the top of graphene. That layer consists of it consists of a polymer, 3D polymer. It's called molecular imprinted layer, and it has certain cavities that has similar shape and size, and it is consistent with the acetone molecule. So the what is the purpose of this imprinted layer is it will allow only the acetone molecule to pass through the imprinted layer and to reach at the graphene surface. So in this way, actually, it will change the resistivity of the graphene, and it will interpret the level of the blood glucose.
So it's really allowing the acetone to get through. It's more like a filter. Yes.
Yes. It will like act as a filter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yes, it's working. So we tested in our lab actually from the acetone gas. So yeah, so it's working, and it can detect from the level of acetone from 0.9 parts per million to 10 parts per million, which is the range of the diabetic patient actually. Once it exists above 1.8 ppm, then it means it's the patient, it has diabetes. Yeah.
So it's for diagnosis, it's for regular monitoring, Dr. Chow?
Yes. So it can be both for regular monitoring and also diagnosis. And right now we received research grants from NSF, that's the National Science Foundation, ICOP program. And then with this program, NSF provided us $50,000 to the customer discovery. And then last week, we went to Shenzhen for this training for this customer discovery. And then we were required to do like customer interview in Shenzhen. And then when we get back to Brookings, we did another 25 customer interview there. And then the market is huge. I think just for the diabetes, for this monitoring, I think there are 24 billion market there. And then if we can take like 20% of the market, that'll be like a 4 billion there.
So you anticipate this turning into a business venture, yes?
Yes, that's the process we are involved in now. And then with this NSF ICOP program, we're trying to find out how our product, how our innovation will fit the market. After that, we plan to apply SBIR or STTR. And then we currently also work with Research Park, especially Dwayne Chapel. And then he's helping us bring more investors there to get to this technology into the market.
Okay, the technology is ready, the product is ready, and now you need to mass produce, yes?
Yes, I think kind of. At this moment, we have demonstrated this prototype in the lab, but we have not tried that in the human
breed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I think next step, we'll try with the human, do more like pre-FDA stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So then would you have a somebody with diabetes, you know, blow and then also prick their finger and you compare the results to make you're accurate?
We can do both, yeah.
That's actually, since this product will be new product, we need to do a lot of calibration there. I think we will use this existing technology like finger bricks to calibrate, make sure our device will provide the accurate precise measurement.
Yeah. Okay. For calibration, we'll use the commercial glucometer that has been already in market. So it will be very helpful to calibrate our sensor, actually.
To calibrate it and make it go. And so do you anticipate this? I mean, obviously the interest is there for this to continue, yes?
Yes, and to grow? I think the interest is a lot, and also the market there. The next thing we're just to find out a good pathway channel, find a good investor that can, put money for us to scale up the technology and also help us get to the market, do a lot of pre-testing there in the market.
Okay. And so you're still doing, is it clinical trial type of thing for a product like this, or is it just proof of concept?
Right now is, I think we passed the proof of concept stage. We made this thin film. We test the thin film that can monitor acetone very precisely. And then I think next step will be just build the prototype.
Okay.
This is the next step. Yeah.
The prototype.
And prototype that can be compatible with for breath analysis.
Okay.
So we are looking for making the prototype.
And does it look like I'm thinking of an inhaler type of thing that you just kind of blow and?
Or
then
you can think it is a like commercial like breathalyzer that police use for the alcohol. I mean, or the drug addicted drivers. So we are looking for to make that kind of prototype that is very much compatible for the diabetic people.
Okay, so you have to just take a deep breath and blow.
Yes.
And so do you see this, I mean, does it matter if you have type 1, type 2 diabetes? Does it really matter?
Still, we didn't figure out those things, but we have a plan to make it very precise for both kind of diabetes, 1 and 2.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock and know that it's time to switch. So you are soon starting the business venture side of this, and you're ready to go. Do you plan on keeping this business in South Dakota?
Yes, right now we already have a startup company called Leonard Tech. Leonard Tech is a company we're used to for the initial commercialization. And then we will use Nanotech to apply funding from NSF SBIR and also NIH SBIR to get funding to move ahead. So this company is right now registered in South Dakota, and then we'll have office in Research Park.
Okay, in Research Park in Brookings.
Yes.
Okay, well, I look forward to following your technology and your business as things progress. So thank you very much for coming on Innovation Today.
So thank you for having us here.